Have you ever felt like life is spinning out of control? Like everything is pushing you in different directions? Today, we're diving into the wisdom of Stoicism. This ancient philosophy can help you stay calm and steady, making you that strong rock when life gets tough. Have you noticed how some people seem to handle life's challenges without breaking a sweat? They stay cool when the world around them feels chaotic. What's their secret? It might just be Stoicism. It's like a guidebook, showing you how to stay strong through life's ups and downs. Imagine Stoicism as your shield. It gives you tools to deal with whatever life throws at you. It teaches you to focus on what you can control. Picture yourself like a sculptor, shaping a beautiful statue from a block of marble. You decide how to handle each challenge, carving out your own path. So, what can you control? You can't change the weather or how others act, but you can choose how you respond. Think of the last time something didn't go your way. Did you let it upset you, or did you find a way to stay calm? Your reaction is your power. Welcome to Stoic Journey. If you're ready to learn how to be that unshakable rock, hit the like button and let's get started. And remember to comment, share, and subscribe for more insights. The first lesson in Stoicism is to accept what you cannot change. Life will throw surprises at you. Instead of resisting them, learn to embrace them. It's like a storm that you know will pass. You can choose to be overwhelmed or stand strong against it. Think of yourself as a tree in the wind. You might bend, but you won't break. This ability to remain steady is what Stoicism teaches us. You have the strength within you to stay grounded, no matter what happens around you. Next, let's talk about amor fati, which means love your fate. This isn't just about accepting life's challenges. It's about loving them. Every twist and turn is an opportunity for growth. Instead of seeing problems as obstacles, view them as stepping stones to become even better. Picture life as a journey. Each bump in the road is a lesson waiting to be learned. When something goes wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? This shift in perspective can change your entire experience. Memento mori, or remember death, is another important Stoic idea. It reminds us that life is short. What would you do if today was your last day? Would you hold on to grudges or chase your dreams? Let this thought motivate you to live fully. When you remember that time is limited, you start to value each moment. You stop putting things off. Instead of saying, "I'll do it tomorrow," you think, "I need to do this today." This mindset can help you make the most of your life. Being a Stoic doesn't mean you don't feel emotions. It means you learn to manage them. You can experience sadness, anger, or frustration, but choose how to respond. Your feelings don't have to control you. As we explore Stoicism together, remember that every challenge is a chance to grow stronger. Life will always have ups and downs, but you can choose to be the steady force. You can be that rock for yourself and others. So, let's aim for 100 likes on this video. Your support helps spread the wisdom of Stoicism. Together, we can build a community that embraces strength and resilience. Your journey to becoming unshakable starts now. Understanding Stoicism, the foundation of resilience. Stoicism is an ancient philosophy that teaches us how to handle life's challenges. It shows us how to stay calm and strong when everything around us feels chaotic. Imagine life like a big storm. Sometimes it gets wild and we feel tossed around. Stoicism helps us find our footing in that storm so we don't get swept away. At its core, Stoicism tells us that we can't control everything, but we can control how we react to what happens. This is a powerful lesson. Think about a time when something unexpected happened to you. How did you react? Did you get angry or frustrated? Or did you take a deep breath and choose to respond calmly? The Stoics teach us to focus on what's within our control. We can't change other people or events, but we can change our thoughts and feelings. Picture a ship in the ocean. The waves can be rough, but the captain can steer the ship. In life, you are the captain. You decide how to navigate through difficulties. One famous Stoic philosopher, Epictetus, said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This quote is a reminder that our reactions shape our experiences. When challenges arise, ask yourself, "What can I control here?" This question helps you shift your focus from what's wrong to what you can do. For example, if you're stuck in traffic, you can't change the road conditions. But you can choose to listen to your favorite music or use that time to reflect. By focusing on your reactions, you become more resilient. You learn that even in tough times, you have the power to choose your mindset. Stoicism encourages us to accept things as they are. This doesn't mean we don't care. It means we understand that fighting against what we can't change only brings more pain. Imagine a tree in a storm. It bends but doesn't break. This is how Stoics want us to be. Flexible yet strong, able to adapt to whatever comes our way. Another important idea in Stoicism is that our thoughts create our feelings. If you think negatively, you'll feel bad. But if you focus on the positive, you'll feel better. Try this. When something bothers you, pause and ask, "Is this thought helping me? If not, let it go." Choose a thought that empowers you instead. Practicing Stoicism means training your mind to focus on gratitude. Being thankful for what you have helps shift your perspective. Create a daily habit of reflecting on three things you're grateful for. This simple practice can change how you see the world and your place in it. Remember, it's okay to feel emotions like sadness or frustration. Stoicism doesn't ask you to ignore your feelings. It encourages you to understand them. When you acknowledge your emotions, you can then choose how to respond. This is the true strength of a Stoic. As you embrace these Stoic principles, you'll notice yourself becoming more resilient. Life's challenges will still come, but you'll face them with greater confidence. So, keep exploring Stoicism. It's a journey that helps you become that unshakable rock in life's stormy sea, allowing you to thrive no matter what. Amor fati, loving your fate. Life is full of surprises, isn't it? Sometimes things don't go as planned. But what if you could change how you feel about those surprises? That's where amor fati comes in. It means love your fate. Imagine you're walking down the street and suddenly it starts to rain. You could get upset or you could decide to enjoy the rain. This choice is what amor fati is all about. It teaches us to embrace whatever life throws our way. Think of life as a big adventure. Every twist and turn is a part of your journey. Instead of wishing things were different, see every challenge as a chance to grow. When you love your fate, you welcome these challenges. Picture a sculptor working with a block of marble. Each chip they take away reveals something beautiful. In your life, every struggle is like a chip. It shapes you into who you are meant to be. When you face difficulties, remember this. They are not obstacles, but stepping stones. Each tough moment can help you become stronger and wiser. So, when life gets tough, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" Stoic thinkers like Seneca remind us to embrace challenges. They believed that difficulties help us discover our true strength. So, the next time things don't go as planned, ask, "How can this help me grow?" Think about it. When you accept your fate, you free yourself from frustration. You stop wasting energy on what you can't control. Instead, you focus on how you can respond. This is a powerful shift. Imagine someone who lost their job. They could feel defeated, or they could see it as a chance to find something better. This change in perspective can lead to new opportunities and adventures. Loving your fate means celebrating both good and bad times. It's about finding joy even in difficult moments. This attitude can change how you experience life. You become more resilient and open to new possibilities. When you say yes to your fate, you start to trust life more. You realize that every experience has something to teach you. This trust makes you feel more at peace, even in chaos. Think of your challenges as teachers. Each lesson can guide you toward a better future. Instead of resisting what happens, learn to flow with it. This is the essence of amor fati. Embracing your fate also helps you connect with others. When you share your struggles, you show your humanity. This connection can bring support and understanding from those around you. Picture a garden. It needs both sunshine and rain to grow. Similarly, your life needs both joy and challenges. Both are essential for your personal growth. When you face setbacks, remind yourself that they are part of the journey. Just like a seed needs to break open to grow into a plant, you need to face difficulties to reach your full potential. Loving your fate encourages you to take action. Instead of sitting back and waiting for things to change, you become proactive. You start to shape your future with purpose and intention. This mindset doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time. It's okay to feel sad or frustrated. What matters is how you respond to those feelings. Embrace them, learn from them, and move forward. When you practice amor fati, you cultivate gratitude. You start to appreciate the lessons that come with each experience, good or bad. This gratitude can fill your life with positivity. Remember, it's not about pretending everything is perfect. It's about accepting life as it is. This acceptance brings freedom and peace. You can face anything with an open heart. As you continue on your journey, keep the spirit of amor fati close. Let it guide you through life's ups and downs. Embrace every moment, knowing it contributes to your unique story. So, let's commit to loving our fate. When we do, we become unshakable like a rock. We'll face each day with courage, ready to dance with whatever comes our way. Are you ready to embrace your fate? Memento mori, the power of remembering death in very simple and engaging language. 1. Have you ever stopped to think about how short life is? Can be easy to forget, right? We get busy with our daily routines and forget that time is precious. 2. The Stoics remind us to remember death. This might sound a bit gloomy, but it's actually powerful. It helps us appreciate life more. 3. Imagine waking up every day knowing that today could be your last. How would that change how you live? Would you take more risks? Would you tell people you love them? 4. Marcus Aurelius, a great Stoic philosopher, said this idea can help guide our choices. When we think about our mortality, it makes us realize what really matters. 5. Remembering death is not about living in fear. Instead, it's about living fully. It encourages us to chase our dreams without hesitation. 6. Think about a time you wanted to do something but held back. Maybe you wanted to travel, learn a new skill, or even start a new friendship. What stopped you? 7. The fear of not having enough time can push you to act, can help you overcome doubt and hesitation. You'll realize you don't want to miss out on life. 8. Memento mori teaches us to let go of small worries. The little things that stress us out don't seem so important when we remember that life is short. 9. Instead of getting upset about traffic or long lines, we can smile and breathe. Those moments are just tiny blips in our life journey. 10. Every moment is an opportunity to create memories. Think about how you want to spend your time. Are you making memories that matter? 11. When we embrace the idea of memento mori, we start living with purpose. We focus on what brings us joy and fulfillment. 12. It's about making the most of our time. Instead of waiting for the perfect moment, we take action now. 13. How would you feel if you decided to follow your dreams today? Wouldn't that feel amazing? It's about saying yes to life. 14. Remembering death also reminds us to appreciate our loved ones. We should tell them how much they mean to us. Don't wait for a special occasion. 15. Life is full of ups and downs. But when we remember that every day counts, we can handle the challenges with grace. 16. Instead of worrying about what could go wrong, focus on what could go right. This shift in thinking is powerful. 17. Memento mori also encourages us to be kind. If life is short, why not spread a little more love and kindness every day? 18. Imagine if everyone lived with this mindset. The world would be filled with compassion and understanding. 19. So, let's remember to live fully, love deeply, and take risks. Make choices that align with your true values and passions. 20. In the end, memento mori isn't about fear. It's about freedom. It's about living every day as if it matters, because it truly does. Practicing control. Your response is key. Imagine you're driving and someone cuts you off. What do you do? Do you honk and get angry? Or do you stay calm? This choice is crucial. In life, you can't control others, but you can control your reactions. Stoicism teaches us that our power lies in how we respond to challenges. It's not about what happens to us, but how we handle it. This is where our true strength shines. Think of your feelings like a rubber band. When life stretches you, you can snap back or become loose. Choosing your response is like choosing to pull that band back and stay strong. When something bothers you, take a deep breath. Ask yourself, what can I control here? This simple question can change everything. It helps you focus on your response rather than the problem. Remember, you can't change the weather, but you can choose how to dress for it. If it rains, do you complain? Or do you grab an umbrella and dance in the rain? Your mindset makes all the difference. Each day brings its own set of challenges. Some days feel heavy, while others are light. Instead of letting difficulties drag you down, see them as opportunities to grow. When faced with a tough situation, pause for a moment. Ask yourself, what lesson can I learn from this? This shift in thinking helps you turn problems into chances for improvement. Consider the story of a tree during a storm. The strongest trees bend but don't break. Just like them, you can adapt to life's challenges and emerge even stronger. Every time you practice control over your response, you build resilience. It's like lifting weights. The more you do it, the stronger you become. Each challenge is a chance to flex your mental muscles. Let's take a moment to reflect. How do you usually react to stress? If you find yourself getting upset, that's okay. It's a chance to practice and improve your reactions. Imagine a friend who always stays calm. What do they do differently? They understand that reacting with anger doesn't help. Instead, they choose to respond thoughtfully. When something doesn't go your way, don't let frustration take over. Remind yourself, I am in control of my feelings. This mindset empowers you to take charge of your emotions. Think about the power of words. When you speak kindly to yourself, you nurture your mind. Instead of saying, I can't handle this, say, I can learn from this. Every challenge you face is like a puzzle. Some pieces may seem missing, but with patience, you can find a solution. Your response is the key to completing that puzzle. Picture a calm lake. When a stone is thrown in, the water ripples. Your emotions can be like that lake. Stay calm, and your ripples won't turn into waves. The next time life throws you a curveball, remember this. You are not alone. Everyone faces tough moments. What sets you apart is how you choose to react. Every response is a chance to show your strength. When things get tough, remind yourself, I am a rock. I will not be shaken. This mantra can guide you through the storm. At the end of the day, ask yourself, did I respond in a way that reflects my values? This reflection helps you grow and become a better version of yourself. Embrace the idea that control is within you. You have the power to decide how you feel and react. Let this understanding guide your actions every day. As you move forward, remember, life will always have ups and downs. But with practice, you can become a steady force. Be the rock that stands firm no matter the challenges. Living like a stoic, daily practices for strength. Imagine waking up every morning ready to take on the day. How would it feel to start with a strong mindset? Living like a stoic can help you do just that. First, let's talk about morning routines. When you wake up, take a moment to breathe deeply. This sets a calm tone for your day. Can you feel the peace? Think about one thing you can control today. Maybe it's your mood or how you respond to challenges. Focusing on this helps you stay grounded. Next, practice gratitude. Write down three things you're thankful for. This simple act shifts your focus from what's wrong to what's right in your life. Throughout the day, remind yourself to pause. When something stressful happens, take a deep breath. Ask yourself, how can I respond wisely? Picture yourself as a rock. No matter what waves crash around you, you stay steady. This image can help you stay calm in tough situations. Another key practice is reflecting at the end of the day. Spend a few minutes thinking about what went well and what didn't. This reflection helps you learn and grow. Embrace challenges as opportunities. Instead of fearing difficulties, see them as chances to become stronger. What if every problem was just a stepping stone? Remember the power of choice. You can choose your response to any situation. This simple truth is a key part of Stoicism. When life throws you a curveball, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? This shift in thinking can turn problems into valuable lessons. Don't forget to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when things go wrong. Everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who inspire you to be better. Their energy can uplift you and keep you motivated. Take time for self-care. Whether it's reading a book or going for a walk, make space for activities that recharge your spirit. Visualize your goals. Imagine achieving what you desire. This powerful practice can help you stay focused and driven. Engage in mindfulness. Being present helps you appreciate the moment. Whether you're eating or talking, fully immerse yourself in the experience. When you feel overwhelmed, remember your Stoic tools. Breathe, reflect, and choose your response. You are stronger than you think. Share your journey with others. Talk about your experiences and what you've learned. This not only helps you, but also inspires those around you. Challenge negative thoughts. When doubt creeps in, counter it with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strength and resilience. Lastly, celebrate your victories, no matter how small. Each step forward is progress. Acknowledge your efforts and be proud of yourself. As you embrace these practices, remember, you are the rock. With Stoicism as your guide, you can navigate life's ups and downs with strength and grace.